Blog Talk Radio.
Voice of Eastern Airlines, the EAL radio show, where we come to you each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Our regular hosts are Steve Thompson, Chuck Albright, Howard Mucci, George Jen, Louis Delano, Neil Holland, Cecile, a new lady this evening, and me, I'm Jim Hart. Our hosts, if you have followed our show, are scattered from South Florida, North Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, New York, and Martha's Vineyard. How about it, host? Do you want to check in now?
Hi, everybody. This is Steve, and coming to you from Roaring Gap, North Carolina, where we are forecasting for snow flurries at the end of this week and our first freezing temperature of the fall season.
You got to be kidding.
Yes.
Chuck, how about it? Chuck, are you with us? Chuck Albright down in Central Florida.
Yes, I am. You're a little weak. We've been having some really good weather here, little showers every now and then, but that don't stop those golfers that go out on our 50 golf courses here. We've just had a big Oktoberfest here, a lot of beer and pretzels and every parades. Everybody had a great time. And we're looking forward to some of that cool air that you were just talking about. They say that it might get down into the 60s this week. Howard?
Well, Howard, believe it or not.
Howard's not here?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about Howard. This is Neil in Ponte Vedra. I'll tell you how things are here in Northeast Florida, which is a suburb of Jacksonville, Florida. Ponte Vedra is actually halfway between Jacksonville and the oldest city in America, St. Augustine, Florida. And the temperature has cooled off a little bit, and we're expecting temperatures in the next couple of days, fall temperatures, which we have been suffering through the summer. We're really looking forward to it. But Howard Mucci, occasionally one of our hosts, is traveling to Savannah tomorrow in his brand spanking new 2014, I guess, 550 Mercedes SL, which I understand is well above a $100,000 car. And at 92 years of age, I think he's really entitled to enjoy a sports car like that, since he's probably going to, I'm sure that people are going to think, well, this is really a young man at heart. And, no, his wife really wanted that car, and so this is the first sports car she's ever bought. And they're traveling to see his brother, who's about 5 years younger than he is at 92. I think they'll enjoy their trip in their brand-new car. And I'm so happy to see that he's healthy enough that, as a matter of fact, we go fishing, as most of you know, every Tuesday. I just want to stay close to Howard to see how he does it and maintain youthfulness at 92 years of age. We have a new guest. Oh, Jim Hart, tell us how things are down in Palm Beach.
Oh, gosh, I'll tell you, it's been so hot down here, Neil, since I just arrived, as most everyone knows, from Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. It's been 90 degrees plus every day, and the only time I really care to go out of the house is after it gets dark, after the sun goes down. It drops down to about 75, which is more livable. But other than that, everything is fine down this way, and I'm happy to be back home in Florida with you all.
Well,
do we want to hear from Cecile tonight?
Yeah, would you tell us about Cecile? Introduce her.
Cecile, go ahead and tell the folks about where you are and how you are.
Okay, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I was with Eastern for 17 years. And it's funny how we all remember our date that we started, April 10, 72, and I was there till the end. I think that was 17 years. I worked under Captain Finello, Jack Shields, Ernie Dunham, in security. My first position was the hijack deterrent program, and then I went into Engine Service Center, then Engine Service Center, and then I ended up at the airport, Miami Airport, boarding the pilots on the plane and the flight attendants and the passengers, and then Fort Lauderdale Airport.
That sounds great.
Yeah, Jim, we're going to interview you a little bit more, Cecile. We want to know a little bit more about your background, what you're doing now. But, Jim, tell us how we work, how the show works.
Well, if you plan to call in, folks, you need to call us at one of these two numbers, 213-816-1611, or toll-free at 877-572-1861. When you hear the live conversation of our host, then be sure to press number 1 on your phone keypad to connect in live with us. Otherwise, you'll be just listening to the on your telephone show on your telephone. It's easier to just listen by going to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Captain Eddie, or you can go to the EAL Radio Show's website at www.ealradioshow.com and click on the radio icon shown on the home page. On the home page, you can scroll down and find our Facebook page, where you can also click to listen in. When you go to our website, perhaps you will join the nearly 750 EAL people and friends that have chosen to do so. They're located in 40 countries around the world. There's so much to see and do on our website. Why not join while you're on the website? We'd love to have you. Neil, who is our sponsor tonight?
Well, we don't have a sponsor tonight, but we're going to see if we can get Cecile to tell us about her company. And so I guess that's the closest we can get to a sponsor. And so we'll let her do this, talk about her company and what she does now. And we'll just say, well, that's a commercial. That's our sponsor's commercial tonight. So, Cecile, you ready for some questions?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Now, after Eastern Airlines, of course, you had to probably, like so many of us, perhaps you didn't, but so many of us had to go out and find a second job or a first job now because we lost the beautiful job that we had with Eastern. So what did you decide to do?
Well, while I was with Eastern, I went part-time as a gate agent when I saw that Eastern was going to be closing down, and I learned to be a mortgage broker, and I have a mortgage broker's license over 25 years now, and I didn't give it up. But about 7 years ago, we're doing 90% real estate, and I'm with RE/MAX Advantage Plus in Boca Raton, and we sell real estate and do listings. And when we started, because of the mortgage broker connection, I was able to get foreclosure listings. And the first year we did 52 foreclosure listings, which was great. A lot of work. They pay you less. The typical commission is 3%. But we didn't mind because it was you get the listing immediately and then you sell it, and that was quite an experience. So we've been with RE/MAX Advantage Plus now 5 years. I love the company. RE/MAX is excellent. We do oceanfront houses, and that's what they're doing now. And I got to tell you guys, the stress level on real estate is far lower than the stress level with mortgages in today's industry. So I'm glad I did the changeover. I still have my mortgage license. I still do that, but it's about an 80-20 ratio, 80% real estate, 20% mortgages.
Well, you know, we've got listeners, Cecile, all around the world. We've identified over 40 countries worldwide and as far away as China, which I guess is on the other side of the world. But we've identified 40 countries around the world, many of them in the South and Central America areas. We have the Republic of China. We have the Russia listeners. We have German listeners, French, you name it. We've got 40 countries anyhow. And perhaps they'll be listening to this show tonight. They can call you at your company, RE/MAX, and if they want to invest in beautiful South Florida real estate, then you're the person to call, right?
Yes, absolutely. May I give my phone number?
Oh, please. If you don't mind giving your phone number over the air.
No, I don't mind at all. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I joined RE/MAX, because they are worldwide, more so than any other real estate company. And it's my phone number, and it would be a pleasure to serve, especially Eastern Airlines family, 954-415-1408. So it's 954-415-1408, and thank you for the invite.
Okay, and by the way, folks, I think Jim or either Cecile is sending me a business card that she has, and we'll post that on our website.
Email.
Okay,
yep.
We'll publish that on our website, EALRadioShow.com, and you can go there and you can see beautiful Cecile and also see her phone number there and give her a call if you're interested in South Florida real estate. So, good. I guess that's a pretty good commercial, wouldn't you say, Cecile?
I'd say that was top-notch commercial. Thank you very much.
that's our sponsor ad.
Okay.
That's our sponsor ad for the evening.
Now the next caller, we have a caller from 856, and if you've got a business, by all means speak up, and you can advertise your business as well. But area code 856, who's with us tonight?
Hi, it's Donna DeMarco from Bayhead, New Jersey, and I am happily retired. There is no business number, no ad to do. I'm just enjoying life. But thank you for asking.
Good for you, Donna. Donna, what's your last name?
Last name is DeMarco, DEMARCO.
Okay, Donna DeMarco. Okay. So you were with Eastern, and could you tell us where you were up in New – tell us where
I
you were.
I was based in Kennedy first as a flight attendant, and then I transferred to Newark, New Jersey, and then at the very end I was in Atlanta, Georgia,
and
over my 21-plus year career.
I missed the department that you worked in?
I was in flight. I was a
flight attendant. Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, okay. Very good. By the way, Donna,
yeah,
got a good radio voice like Cecile, so perhaps you might want to join us as a host.
We're recruiting.
We're recruiting.
I don't know. I'm kind of busy these days. I have a grandson. I'm in a doctoral program at Rutgers University. I don't have much free time.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you've got time to listen to us tonight.
Oh, I didn't miss it. I love this.
Donna, did you hear last week's show?
No, we were away last week, but what was the content?
It was something, it was a show you don't want to miss, right, guys?
Yes.
It's archived, right? I could probably catch it online.
That's right. It's archived, episode 136. Jot that down. Because
okay.
We had Ed Weigle, the president of Eastern Airlines, the new Eastern Airlines, on the show, and he talked for 45 minutes about the plans of Eastern right now and in the future, and it really is exciting. It's so exciting that we decided to devote the entire time tonight, almost the entire time, talking about what Ed Weigle talked about last week. Because it was really exciting. You guys have any comments about what Ed talked about?
Yeah, the one thing that I didn't catch, if he told us about it, was what product, other than transportation, what kind of a product will we be offering? Everybody in all the airlines now, of course, are charging for everything, including using the bathroom. It seems to me like that maybe offering some of these services for free might attract some early customers. Anybody remember anything that he commented on as far as what they would charge for things like everybody else is charging for, or if they will charge at all?
I don't recall any.
Well, I recall back when we had him on the show several months ago, the first of the year, I guess, and he told us about the state of Eastern Airlines at that time. And he talked about, remember the legacy carriers? They didn't want to be a cheap discount airline. They really wanted to go first class, as I recall in an earlier interview that we did with him, that they were going to be an airline that's going to be what I guess a category called legacy. Does that name ring a bell with you guys? Legacy carrier?
Sounds familiar. Is it similar to what Korean Air is doing?
Yeah, they wanted to be a upscale carrier. And, of course, because of their route structuring, being primarily South and Central America and the Caribbean, they wanted to keep the services that they wanted to provide were, I take it, like the old days of Eastern Airlines when we had the famous dinner flights. You remember those flights that we used to have, the Crystal and the
yes.
China and that type of thing, tablecloth on the drop tables there. And that was premier service. It was really wonderful service that we offered the customer. And I think that's probably what they want to try to do. Do you guys
recall?
I would
think that would be a strategy, a winning strategy now, since everybody else seems to be gouging you for everything you do. So that would be a winner, sounds to me like.
Good. You guys, hold on just a second. We've got a caller from area code 305. Caller 305, could you identify yourself? Area code 305. Okay. Perhaps just listening in tonight. But I recall I kind of get things a little bit mixed up from Ed's been with us, what, about three times now, Jim?
Yes, that's right.
And,
you know, what gets me is when he brought up what they were planning on their facilities there, the buildings and what they were going to be used for, and he still had expressed that they were going to go ahead with the training center. And I think we had brought up, you know, that Boeing, you know, has moved down there and big time, and he seemed to feel that that was not going to cause problems in their training center. And I'm thinking that maybe this is something he's going to do in the future rather at the beginning, or am I wrong?
No, I got that too, that they were going to continue with that business plan.
You know, I understand. I guess all of us understand that there's the industry is now starting into a shortage of pilots and mechanics,
yeah,
and some of the other people that make the airlines move. And I guess he's hedging his bets here, in that there's going to be enough room for everybody in the training center business, you know, because that, from my knowledge, there's three of them that's going to operate right down where the old Pan Am in the Eastern system was.
Well, that's another point. They do have a corporate office down there, and what's the name? Building 5A?
Yeah, I believe so.
Where is Building 5A? I'm not familiar with Building 5A.
That's where I used to work. That's on the corner of 42nd Avenue and 36th Street. If I recall correctly, that was the right corner building.
Okay, it's not Is it close to Building 16, you know, the high-rise building
yes.
there?
Yes.
It's adjacent to it.
Okay.
If my memory serves me right.
I think you'll also remember, Neil, he mentioned that there are other operations being set up in the Far East. I think he mentioned China. I don't know who is setting those up, whether it's some of the airlines that serve that area or whether it was maybe Boeing. He didn't go into that detail, but he did indicate that, I assume, he indicated that that was going to be one of the areas, non-passenger related, that was going to provide Eastern with some additional revenue.
Yeah.
Did you get that?
I sure did. We do have another caller on the screen here, area code 321. Would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, it's Hal Nord. And
hey, Hal
it's nice,
Nord.
It's nice to talk to the Johnny Carson of Eastern Airlines.
Who is that? Who's Johnny Carson?
Hello, Jim. Neil.
Jim Hart. There you go.
Hey, I wonder, Jim, Neil, if you would repeat the archive numbers to get on when I get on the
okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's repeat. Jim, give us the numbers first of all for listeners to call in tonight, because we've had three right here on the screen. Hal Nord's the only one that is volunteered to speak up, but
all right,
for listeners, go ahead and take these numbers down.
All right, the numbers now to reach us, 213-816-1611, or toll-free at 877-572-1861. Did you get those, Al?
No, I got those numbers. What I need is to get back to the archives. I was not here last week, and I'd like to hear what Ted had to say.
Archive number 136.
Okay,
is
that's
the show
it.
Where President Ed Wiegel was with us, right?
Yeah, and you know, he came aboard. I asked him to call in about 7:15, and he was about on time, give or take about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes. And he showed up, and by golly, he talked for about 45 minutes. Did you guys note that?
Yeah, he was. In fact, we were getting close to shutting down the program.
Yeah, but it was very informative. I thought it was very informative, and he answered all the questions that we had for him, and we might even have some additional questions. But first of all, before we talk about what Ed talked about, the best we can remember, we were hoping that he would call in tonight, so I keep looking at the screen here to see if area code 305 shows up. I've got 305 on the screen, but apparently 305 is not the Ed Wiegel that wants to talk. So,
did you get my email today, Neil?
Yeah,
did you get
ahead.
My email about that?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I emailed to Ed Wiegel, and I thanked him again very much for last week's program, and I said, if you got just a few minutes, we're going to be recapping your talk on this evening's program, and so please join us if you have the time. And I copied you on that email.
Yeah. Jim,
Neil?
Steve? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to Hal Nord. Hal, this is Steve Thompson. And by the way, if you get your application in pretty quick, you can be in the first pilot class. I'm in it. I've had my birth certificate altered, so I'm going to be in the first class.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're going to be in it, then I'll be number two.
Well, Julian Betts, God bless his soul, he's the only guy that I know that fought Hassan Callaway all the way down to the end. And Hassan, of course, as you remember, in Atlanta, was number one for a long time, and the only reason for it is because he altered his birth certificate. But
well, at least my memory hasn't been altered. I can remember all those good things. Incidentally, I spoke with Jim Blackburn, who suffered a stroke, and he is on rehabilitation right now, but as he said, his right side is weak, but they think it can be restored, and it hasn't affected his mind or speech or sense of humor.
Well, he's been on our show several times. He's called in the past 2.5, almost 3 years. Where's Jim Blackburn living?
He lives in Jupiter.
Okay, not too far from you then.
No.
Okay. But
and
we
Hal,
go,
you were friends with Bill and Sis Jackson, right?
Very close. Go back to flight
school
days.
Yeah, that's what I remember. That's what I remember, right.
Well, see if you guys remember this beautiful song. Really not a song. Astrud Gilberto.
Yeah.
And yeah, she was a Brazilian, and she specialized in samba and bossa nova. She was a samba and bossa nova singer. But she's well known for her performance of the Grammy Award winning song, The Girl from Ipanema. And we used her in some of our commercials. She was married to Juan, I believe, Gilberto, and it was a great song. So we had some great commercials back in those days. Okay, let's get on with the show. Let's talk about Ed Wegel and his chat with us last week. First of all, I was very impressed with what he had to say. And go ahead, Steve.
And the first the visit that I heard, the visit before the last one, he said that they needed a certain sum of money, and I remember that figure of being $150 million to launch. Now he says that we have two possible investors that each have committed to that much and maybe more.
Yeah.
I did not hear him say what the next yardstick was that once they reached that they would start the operation.
Well, he did say that he needed a total of 350, and they had 150 at that particular time. Now he's saying that he has two investors that have completed the financial, needs that they needed when he had talked previously. So I would assume, of course, it's a big assumption, that he would have over $300 million.
That's what I heard, too.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and I think when I asked him about COMAC and their participation with their plans as far as China participating, I think, and he didn't come out and say because he was never asked, and perhaps he didn't want to reveal. But I think one of those investors probably is China, because they had stated in a newspaper article, as we all remember reading about China's interest in Eastern Airlines as being the launch carrier for their commercial C-919 aircraft. And so I just kind of have an idea that China is in their finance plans. And you remember, perhaps you can back me up on this, but I thought that he said they are in almost weekly contact with China? I put it on my notes as he said that, and so I think China is going to be one of the players in this thing eventually, although the aircraft that they're going to use is not the C-919 because it's not built yet. It hasn't been built yet. And he said that they were going to use the Airbus A320. Is that what you guys understood?
Yeah, that's right.
That's,
okay. Yeah, the Airbus A320 is a, what is that, about a 190-seat airplane?
320?
I think it's about 190, and I think that's what the C-919 is also, about 190 passenger airplane.
Do we have New Jersey still with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
Good.
Let's don't have any dead air time now. It doesn't sound good to our listeners.
One of the things that I would like to bring up is that I haven't heard him say that he has got any kind of backing from any of these countries to get permission to come in and fly into their airports. Have you?
No, I haven't.
You know, that's one of the things that, if you recall right, that Juan Tripp did right off the bat was to go in and get these landing permits so he could get Pan Am into South America.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if anybody had heard that he had somebody in there or one of his groups have gone down into the South American and Caribbean islands areas to get permissions to land. I mean, some of those things.
I wonder if those rights came with the Eastern certificate.
Well, weren't they sold to Americans?
That's what I'm thinking. They're sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. They were. Yeah.
Yeah, but from what I understood, also his certification team is in place, and they're working to do the paperwork, and
the manual,
which is a huge task. I was involved in trying to put an airline together in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, back in the early 90s, and it was a huge task to get the FAA certifications. The DOT is kind of a fitness certification that you've got the money, you've got the backing, you've got the business plan, and so therefore the DOT gives that type of certification, a DOT certification, a fitness certification. Then the FAA then, of course, is involved in the rest of the way, the rest of the show, and I'm sure it's changed a great deal since the days that we had charts all over the walls in Pittsburgh trying to put a DC-9 operation together, which we eventually did. So now they're talking about foreign countries landing in foreign soil, and so that must be an extra huge task to get the agreements drawn up between Eastern and those countries.
Does anybody offhand know how many of our American airlines actually fly down into Central and South America?
Well, I asked Marco about Quito, and perhaps you know, Cecile, about Quito and who flies into Quito, but I said, as far as I know, American and Delta are the two carriers that I know, and there's another American carrier, but I think he said Land Chile is the big operator out of Quito. Is that correct, according to what you know, Cecile?
Yeah, it is, and I believe they make a stop in Panama, and so their airfares are very economical.
Okay.
So I'm not sure that they have nonstops, but yes, that's American is very. Their planes are always full.
Yeah.
American Airlines planes. That would be.
Yes,
while we're talking about that, Neil, can I talk about Partners of America now?
Sure. Yes. Please tell us about that.
One thing, since we're gearing into Latin America, which I think is very smart, rather than the last radio show I heard, they were talking about going to Latin America rather than New York, since it's such a heavy market here. But years ago, I'd say about 5 years before Eastern closed, there was Partners of America, and Miami, Florida, was the sister city to Bogota, Colombia, and Eastern Airlines donated their first ASIC to Partners of America, and then they were given to the military in Colombia, and they would fly their plane, the military plane, here to Miami. Eastern would give the expired first aid kit, and I think they did it for about a year. So they helped a lot of needy people in South America. Each city has a partner, and at that time, I went online today, but I couldn't see if Miami was still the sister city of Bogota, Colombia. But it's an interesting organization. It's about 25 or 30 years old, and they partner with the city. So I thought that was very kind of Eastern Airlines to contribute their expired first aid kits to help the needy.
Yeah. Well, Eastern was doing a lot of that for just about all of their communities that they served. They were charitable, so charitable. And especially the ones that I remember when they took kids up and flew them around the city and made a landing on their first flight type of things. So, you know, another thing that impressed me was the board of directors that Ed Wiegel talked about last week. Do you remember some of the people?
Yeah. Yes, and he felt it was very important to get the proper people on the board of directors, people that had experience, people who had contacts that could be very beneficial to the airline. Things like that I thought were very good.
Now, I don't know anything about Bill Owens. That was one of the names that he mentioned being on the board. I meant to look him up to see what his background is, Bill Owens. Do any of you know Bill Owens?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
All right.
I mean,
and then he also mentioned that the former Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Transportation, was a board member. Now, you know, I don't know which administration that might be, because there are several former Secretary of Transportation's out there, and perhaps he didn't want to give out the name. But another name that he dropped was the mayor of Miami is also on the board of directors.
Yeah.
Martinez?
Yeah, Martinez. Yeah.
Very influential. Yeah.
And then another thing that was asked, I was going to suggest, by the way, and just to be kind of a little lighthearted in our conversation, I was going to say, Ed, perhaps you ought to call Donald Burr. You might be a good member of the board of directors. He's available. As a matter of fact, I think Don Burr is trying to start up another People's Express, if you guys saw anything about that in the news recently.
I think I'm Hal Nord again. I think I know who the Secretary of Transportation former is, and it was George W. Bush's chief of staff. God, I can't think of his name right now.
Boyd?
But,
Alan Boyd? Alan Boyd?
No. Alan is out in Seattle, and he's defunco mentally right now, physically, rather. His eyesight's gone. No, I'm thinking of... the guy that served as chief of staff, assistant chief of staff for George Bush, and then for George W.
Panetta? Was it Panetta? Leon
no,
Panetta?
No. He's Republican. It's, oh, God, what is his name? I wrote him when we were threatened with extinction back there before we became extinct, but maybe his name will come to me before the hour's up.
Okay.
But he was the Secretary of Transportation in the old, after George Bush Sr., lost the election.
Are
and
you
he was
about
assistant
Gingrich?
Chief of for that.
Which one? Say Cecile. Who? Cecile?
That wasn't me speaking.
No,
oh.
Was it Newt Gingrich?
No. I walked around 3 days in Detroit with this fellow and during the 1981 convention, Republican convention, and I've got a senior moment right now for his name. I don't have a piece of paper to refer to, but Andy Card, C-A-R-D.
Andrew Card.
Boston, and he would be the logical person that Ed would contact, I'm sure.
Yeah, okay.
But he had a lot of political influence. He's very, very low-key, and he's very, very efficient.
Okay, well...
He's a big Fox News contributor also.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been on Fox News also.
Wasn't he the speaker, what do you call it, the PR person for the White House?
No, he was Secretary of Transportation at one point and assistant to John Sununu at the beginning of Bush's presidency.
We've got another call on area code 856. Caller, would you like to say, make a comment?
No, I'm sorry. I was listening to you. I had to get off the phone for a little bit.
Oh, that's Donna. Okay.
I just had a question, but I think that it might be the wrong question because I see that you are gentlemen are talking concerning the airlines itself and what they're doing, but I have a personal question concerning my travel.
Oh, okay. Well, we've got a travel associate with us, Jim Hart.
Can I ask
probably answer your question? Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Gloria Taylor. My husband is deceased. He worked for Eastern Airlines, and he's deceased now. I am a member of the Eastern Airlines. I have his benefits. I have a granddaughter that's graduating from college. What I need to know, am I able to carry somebody with me when I travel?
You, as a rule, there are certain airlines, and I'm not sure whether Eastern is one of them. But if this person is related to you,
she's my granddaughter. Yes.
I would. Do you get the Eastern Airlines newspaper?
I have it right in my. I was able to call, and this is my first time listening to your conversation.
Okay, well, in the newspaper, in the section that lists all of the airlines that we have agreements with, are you familiar with that section?
Yes.
All right. Well, there is one gentleman who is handling all of those reservations, and I would call him, and he can let you know. He's very well versed in the travel arrangements. So there's just one reservations number that everyone calls. To get their travel plans. Do you see that anywhere there?
Yeah, I do. I see a number here. There is a number that you can call during the day.
Good. That's the one that you should call, and I'm sure he can help you.
Okay, I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Hey,
okay.
Welcome.
Hey, Jim, this is Vito.
Vito.
I tell you who you can call, his name is Dan Blythe.
Dan Blythe, yes.
And his phone number is 1-800.
One second. Okay, 1-800.
266.
266.
6738.
738. Okay, so I can call during the week and he's there. Which, Miami?
Yeah, no, that's the number that you'll reach for Dan Blythe.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that so much. So I'm finished. That's all I needed to ask. I
Vito,
have to listen some more.
Vito, it's
great
good
to, have
to,
you
good to hear
us.
You on the line.
Thank you. It's very interesting.
I just came on, so I'm listening.
Vito, we were talking about Ed's conversation with us last week. Can you add to what your thoughts are? Perhaps you've talked to Ed after our show last week, and Can you give us any additional information?
No, I didn't talk to him at all. No, I didn't. So I thought maybe he might have called you tonight. Did he call you to come back tonight?
No.
We extended
Ed,
the invitation.
Oh, because I got your email today about him to come back on tonight, but or to answer some questions. But no, as far as I know, things are going pretty well, like he said last night, like he said last week. Matter of fact, I even visited Building 5A, the second floor, where we're talking about the headquarters, which is right opposite, across the street from my office, and it's readily accessible from 36th Street, so I checked that out. That seems to be okay. But whatever he said last week was pretty, as far as I can see, was pretty much on the up and up. So, like he said, if you want more information, to go online on Twitter.com and Fly Easton, and that'll answer any questions you might have.
Okay, Twitter.com.
Twitter.com,
yeah, Twitter.
Fly Easton.
Okay, Twitter.com. Okay, I have that.
And,
thanks.
Now we're trying to promote that, Vito, and Marco, I mentioned that this person's name to Ed, and Marco is Zurita, and I saw Marco's name pop up on Skype just a minute ago, so perhaps he's listening tonight. But Marco lives in Quito and was in the Eastern's operations there. We used to fly into Quito, Ecuador, and Marco and I have been in communications, and we're going to try something new here. Hopefully we'll have it online in November, and the sole purpose of it is to try to promote Eastern Airlines throughout the Americas, the Latin Americas, and South and Central, the Caribbean, and this seems to be the area that Eastern is going to really focus their attention to. And I think Ed is wanting us to get the word out as much as possible, and I'm sure you're going to do that through the EARA newspaper.
Yes, we
and
do.
Your contacts. And so Marco and I have been kind of sharing an idea. We're still kind of batting it around as to how we're going to do this, the logistics of it. But we want to come up with a show that's going to be directed to the Spanish population throughout the Americas. And it's going to be called EAL Radio Latino. EAL Radio Latino. So he's already lined up a Facebook page for it, and he's communicating with several of his contacts throughout the Americas in order to get their input and to listen to that half hour. We'll start off with a half-hour show, and you won't hear any of the folks, perhaps Cecile. Maybe she'll appear because she's fluent Spanish and is from Quito as well. But we want as many people to share in that radio show and to share mainly Eastern Airlines so we can get the enthusiasm that he needs. It's kind of like the team that he has put together is the football team. Let's just say they are the Super Bowl champions. So they're putting the game plan together, and we want to be the cheerleaders for the game and get this airline back in the air. And I think with support, especially throughout the Latin American community, as strong as Eastern was there, that the name is certainly recognizable. And with good contacts, I think we'll be able to make a little bit of difference.
I agree. I think Latin America needs more, like I mentioned before, this is still here. The American Airlines planes are always filled when my family travels. They have to book ahead of time a lot. So that's going to be really good. Jim, you know, at our picnic, Neil, we have a picnic here in Miami, rather in Fort Lauderdale, November 8th, I believe.
And
we can fly do some flyers and maybe hand out. Attendance is usually, a couple of hundred, right, Jim?
Yes.
And they come from all over state of Florida. So, Neil, we can hand out some flyers announcing the radio station and the plan also. And the Twitter, I can do a flyer for that if you want us to hand it out.
Yeah, that's great. And Twitter, again, is twitter.com, as the way Vito was talking about it just a minute ago. Twitter.com, and then you put in Fly Eastern. Is that right, Vito?
That's correct. That's correct. That's what Ed says. You can call, he'll answer any question you have. So go to twitter.com, Fly Eastern, and he'll try to answer whatever question you have. So, by the way, I invited him to our picnic also for November 8th. I didn't get a response back, but I hope he shows up. But I did invite him. I sent him an invitation.
He came last year, Vito, didn't he?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he came last year.
That was my first time
meeting him.
Are you coming, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
When is the picnic, Vito?
November 8th. It's on a Friday this year. We couldn't get Saturday because the park was pretty heavily booked. So it's Friday between 11 and 4 at the C.B. Smith Park. So
okay.
I've got a lot of tickets for you to give away, Jim, so I'll make you the master ceremony.
Oh, we'll have a good time, as we always do.
Well, I hope Ed... I do hope Ed shows up. It would be great. It would be a great time to get questions and ask him whatever question we might have. So.
Yeah.
And C.B. Smith Park is in Hollywood, Florida, so right near Fort Lauderdale Airport, not too far.
Yeah, it's off of Flamingo Road and Pines Boulevard.
Right.
By golly, my little brother's got a condominium there on the 17th Street Causeway,
okay.
Right on the water. So that might be a good time for me to show up.
There you go. Okay.
May I share a story? What happened the first month I was employed with Eastern Airlines in the Hijack Deterrent Program?
Please.
Okay. Well, first of all, it was 1972, and that's when hijackings were quite often. My boss was Jack Shields. He's left us now, but I was answering the phone, and it was the FAA calling. And I think I was on the job 2 weeks. I was physically located in system control. And when Jack Shields was out, Captain Michael Fanello was in charge. So the FAA called me, and they say, you have flight number such and such being hijacked. And I go, oh, man. I didn't say that, but all was run real fast to Captain Fanello, and then they took over, and within 2 minutes, or 5 minutes actually, Colonel Borman and the whole crew came and went into system control, and they took over. But that was my first 2 weeks on the job. And I guarantee you, there's a full moon, you have more bomb threats and more crazy people calling. Jack Shields made me the Marine, he made me keep a log. And invariably, when there was a full moon, the increase of threats went up. And we used to get mail how to save, hijack, and so forth. Most of the letters, which we had to answer, out of courtesy to the people that were suggesting, well, we didn't answer all of them, but we answered a lot. They said, oh, just get a parachute for the pilot. I was thinking, well, what happened to the passengers? But the suggestions were quite amusing, to say the least, on how to deter hijacking. And I don't know if you all know, but every time we landed in Cuba, we got a lot of money for landing and takeoff when a plane was hijacked.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting department to work in, and I was very honored to work under Colonel Captain Fanello and directly under Colonel Borman. So it was rather interesting.
Now, Mike Fanello was Vice President of Flight Operations, wasn't he?
Yes. I think he passed away.
He was also a chief pilot.
Yeah.
And he was a sweetheart. He would stand over me, and I was typing on a manual typewriter answering these letters. We used to get quite a few, about 100 a month. And I'd say, Captain Fanello, you know, if I had an electric typewriter, now it's showing my age, but if I had an electric typewriter, I could really do much better. And he goes, Cecile, learn one thing in life, and I'll never forget that. If you don't ask, you don't get. And guess what? The next day I had an electric typewriter. So Easton was on a tight budget then, but he was a sweetheart. So,
okay. Any announcements that we have before we we're almost out of time here? But any announcements any of you guys have?
I have
Jim
one,
Hart?
Neil. It's the Palm Beach chapter is having its Christmas luncheon on Saturday, December 14th at noontime at the Atlantis Country Club. That's where we have been for a great many years. The cost is $30 per person, and that includes the tax and tip. The choice of entrees are prime rib, broiled salmon, and chicken Florentine. We'd like very much for you to send your check for how many people to Beverly Newland. Make the check payable to Beverly Newland, 9490 Richmond Circle, Boca Raton, Florida, 33434. And if you have any questions, call Sue Dalbo, 561-585-0168. Thank you.
And we've got to say, Vito, thanks so much for a wonderful job that your team in Miami does to put out the Keeping in Touch newspaper. Everyone, when you read the newspaper, say that they read it from cover to cover. And you've done a great job for so many years that you've been associated with the Keeping in Touch. I had the pleasure of meeting you through my being the editor at one time of the Retired Eastern Pilots Association magazine, and which I thought that was the standard of the pilots magazine, Retired Pilots magazine. And but you've done a great job, and it's all of the special events every month are displayed in that magazine, as well as all of the work that I think mainly Vito has done in putting together past privileges. Are not 100%, but by golly, there are some discounts that you can enjoy because of the efforts of Vito and what he has done to put together so many different airlines, so many different destinations that are available for us.
You got 21 airlines you can fly on. It's kind of hard pass riding right now, but I kind of tell everybody, if you want to try flying, try it Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday. Kind of try to stay away from the weekends because the airlines don't need pass riders on weekends. You know, it's kind of difficult, but all the airlines have cut back on flights, so they doubled up on airplanes. And what they do is they sell out all their seats. So I usually tell our people, try going Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's a good possibility of getting on wherever you're going. So just keep that in mind if you're going to pass ride.
And book the earliest flight so you can check on the others in case you miss it.
Right, because people don't like to get up early. It's a better, a good opportunity, right?
Seems like I hear some champagne music in the background. We hope you enjoyed tonight's show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks.
And we look forward to being with you once again next week.
Thanks.
Same time, same station, on the radio voice of Eastern Airlines, when we bring you another exciting Eastern Airlines radio broadcast. We wish you a very successful week in whatever you undertake to do. Remember, keep the blue side up, have a safe airspeed and plenty of altitude. And from all of us, good night, Eastern family.
Good night, Eastern.
Good night, everybody.
Hi.
Good night.
Good night.